I stand here as a son. I stand here as a Talmud. But there really is no difference, except that being a son gave me the privilege not only to see what a Rebbe is in the classroom, but I was able to see what a Rebbe is in private. In the over 50 years of his being Melamed Torah La'ama Yisrael, he never lost his vigor. His enthusiasm never waned. He never had anything else. Those who married into the Mishpacha after my father was already a Rebbe for close to 40 years would say, had they not known better, they would think it was his first year teaching. What was the secret? The Pasuk says, Kisifsei koyein yishmirudas v'toyra yivakshu mipiu. Kimalach Hashem tzvokesu. Imarav doyme lemalach Hashem tzvokes yivakesh toyra mipiu. Vimlav, if a Rav is doyme tal malach Hashem, then you should seek to learn Torah from him, but if not, then you should find a different Rebbe. Frekta Mal Diskin, how do you know who is that Rebbe, who is the Rebbe that's Malam, that's the Malach Aleikim? Zokta Mal Diskin, Umahusoi shal Malach, he shlichus shaloi, that a Malach only has one shlichus. And the rega that his shlichus is bottle, the Malach was bottle. Im kol mahusoi, v'chol atzmiusoi, misura kula ach v'rach l'lamed atalmi harbatzas ha-toyrah. If he has one goal in life, he only wants to do one thing, and that is to be marbet Torah. Then he's a malach aleikim, but if he has anything else, if there's anything else that interests him, then don't be mevakesh Torah. My father had only one thing in life. Harbatzas ha-Torah, that was it. That was morning, that was night, it was bein hazman, it was breakfast, it was lunch, it was supper. Nothing else existed in the world besides this Talmidim. Nothing existed. We didn't exist. Simchas didn't exist. Summers didn't exist. I can't give over enough the level to which my father, you would talk to him on the phone years after yeshiva, all he would talk to you about is the bachim. This bachim is engaged. This bachim is going through this tzara. This bachim has this problem. The love that he had for his talmidim is unimaginable. I remember, it was Hashanah Rabbah, Mistam around 10 years ago. It was Hashanah Rabbah in the morning. And I don't know if or how much my father had slept the night before, and we had finished the Suda in the morning. And my father was standing there by the in the kitchen. He looked so weak, he looked like he was going to collapse. I said to him, Tati, why don't you go upstairs to sleep? And he motioned, he's fine. And I saw him just sitting there right there, and I said to him, Tati, I saw you had to take care of something. I said, I'm around here. Whatever you need to take care of, tell me, I'll take care of it. And he looks at the clock, and he says, no, very soon it's going to be Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. And there's one Talmud, I need to know how he's doing in Eretz Yisrael. I need to make sure he's okay. And I felt so bad for him. He is an Alta Yid. And the Bachur in Eretz Yisrael, it's soon going to be Yom Tov. Who's thinking of calling the Rebbe? And I waited there. And then it began. One call after another. V'atichi ruach avi. And mamish mit ganze chiyas. The Shemini Atzeres. The Yichud with Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Ava that Klal Yisrael has for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Every single call, there must have been a dozen calls that came in then from Eretz Yisrael with the Hochiyus, the same Vard again, what the Simchas Torah is for our Bacher, how much our Bacher could steig, how we have to utilize this man. That was who he was. And then that Bacher called. And he said to him, he gave him the whole Shemini Atzeres, he asked him how it's going, he asked him if everything worked out. I didn't know what the background was. But when he finished the conversation, he said to the Bacher, thank you so much for calling. If you wouldn't have called, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy Yom Tov. And that wasn't words, it was the truth. My father was consumed with his Talmidim, with their Aliyah, with their Steiging. That was his entire life. But what was his secret? How did he make such an impression? The Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Toitzi Yokar Mizoilol, if you could take out the precious from the dirt, Ki Pitiye, Ki Pesh and Nofach Nishma, Nishama Badam Rishayin, it will be the pad that blew life into Adam Rishon. Mikan Dor Hashem Meir, from here Hashem Meir Darshin. Kol Mishal Shehu Yochaloiti Divrei Torah Mizoilel. Anyone that could inspire and bring up to Divrei Torah from that which is low. Hu Choshev Ka'oisa Yapeh Shehu Noisin Dasu Svuna. He is considered like that peh that was Noisin Dasu Svuna. Zok Jeb Shleim Al Kabitz and Ayosa Havim. Hine tachas ragli amayim razeh kemaisa livnas hasapir. Shesiparti ki amashpia shefa toira. Someone who's mashpia, the shefa of toira, luzulosoi to another. Mashmia mimenu chelek meatzmusoi nishmosoi mamish. There's no better way to fartash my father. He gave us over his neshama. He gave over his talmidim, his neshama. When Bachram would call him and Bachram would be, it wasn't the whole frivolous conversation, what's going on there, what's doing that. It was Limud HaTorah, it was a Vart, it was a Mahalach, it was Chiyas, it was Chayim. And every Bacher knows, you meet Talmidim from all over, any Talmud I meet that's a Rebbe, they tell me, I say this in Shir from your father, I say that in Shir from your father. Who can forget just a little blood? The captain of the ship is my father. A blip on the radar screen to eternity. And his final and last shmooze. Just a little background. Unbelievable weak heart. Unbelievable weak circulation. And he was by the doctor for a large portion of the day. But he was going to give that shmooze. And he went and he stood there for 45 minutes. Chazara, chazara, chazara. Bakitzai siitisichecha kiibir yubiyamecha v'yasifu l'choshna ischayim. Dahajan Allah, dahajan chalon. Those ideas he implanted with us. And then literally with the letz tekeiches, he fell apart. And he fell down and he gashed his head. And I spoke to him in the emergency room. And I said to him, how are you doing, Tati? And he said the shmooze was meiridik. It was able to go over, and he told me over what he said. And I said to him, Tati, did you say Ashreichem b'nei ha-mechina? And he said, no, that was supposed to be the last shmooze. The last shmooze that never happened, so I'll say it now. Ashreichem b'nei ha-mechina. That we were zeichet to have a Rebbe that gave every ounce of koyach his entire life. That we should steig. That we should be Nisroimim, that we should be Niskadol. That was his life. We were his neshama. He gave it over completely to us. When my father, besides for preparing shmuzin, which went unbelievable, like was mentioned so many times, the Shabbos didn't exist. The Erev Shabbos, when my father was in his study the entire Erev Shabbos, he spoke Kabbalah Shabbos, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. Friday night, the Bachrim came over to the house. He just darshined and gave over Yisoides HaChayim. And then the Shmuz Vayter, when Motzei Shabbos came and he had to start preparing Shir for Sunday, he didn't know how he was going to stand up after Avdallah. But the Shir, he was menapich with Bachrim, a geshmak in learning, a yashus in learning. His whole life, his whole anahaga was kula yashus, but yashus in learning. I remember when I was learning in an out-of-town yeshiva, and I had learned Nedarim in the previous Zman, and I came home in the summer, and my father was preparing Nedarim for the coming Zman. And he started to discuss with me the sugya of Hatvasa ben Nedarim. And I started telling him that there's this pshat and that pshat, and he had kashus. He didn't understand it. And I said to him, so what? Just say it over from this sefer, that sefer. And he said to me, how can I expect them to understand it if I don't understand it? That was his chayim, a shir with, and all till the last second. He prepared every machzer again. He told me the oilam goes, and the oilam's always steiging, the oilam wants more. He always bought all the new svarim on the mesechta. He knew which svarim were good for mechanchim. He knew which svarim would get bacharim. My father, as Nechemya spoke, was such a sameach b'chalkai. I don't think if anyone gave him anything in the world, he would change what he did. He loved the yeshiva. He loved what he did. He would constantly tell us what a schus it was to be able to work for Rabbi Neuberger, what it was to have someone who took so much responsibility for the Rebbeim, what it was when we were growing up to work for Rabbi Tendler. He used to talk about it Meiridik, and to have Rashi Yeshivas like Rav Ruderman and Rav Weinberg, who we were Talmidim of, and then Rav Kolevsky, that was also after. But and then later, when he was able to work together with his Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Cook, and Rabbi Yosef, he had such an appreciation for it. He felt like he was the luckiest person in the world. As was spoken about, the last year and a half was the biggest Musar Shmuz in the world. I used to think that the concept of Kabbalah's Yisurim was when someone is having Yisurim, they say, oh, it should be a kapara. The Rebbein Shlom has Cheshbainus. By my father, there was no Yisurim. Every day was a regular day. Every day was, I thought, in the beginning and last, after Pesach, when it began, my father came to the recognition that he wasn't going to be able to say Shir anymore. And I thought it was going to completely break him. His whole life, his whole mahus, was to teach, and now he wasn't going to be able to go say Shir anymore. And I remember seeing when he came home after a number of months in the hospital in rehab, and he came home and a bunch of Bachrim came to the house to greet him. And one of the Bachrim asked him, Rebbe, is Rebbe going to say Shir? And he said, that is no longer my Avaida. I now have a different Avaida. And that was how he lived mamish to the last second. What today is my Avaida? He never, ever complained. Never. I was once in the hospital, and I asked my mother, I said, Mommy, we never ever hear Tati complain. But when no one's around, when no one's there, does he complain? And my mother said, never. She never hears him say a word of complaint. I would come in from out of town to the hospital, and I'd be scared, I'd be frightened to what it would be like to see my father in such a matziv. And I would walk out with mechuzik. I remember one time taking leave from the hospital, and I said to myself, this is what the Mesilas Yesharim means. Ve'im yeh leben chayil, v'yinatzach ha'melchama mikol hatzdadim hu yeh adam ha'shalem. My father attained such shleimus, and I asked my mother, I said, how does a person do, how can a human being be like that? Where does a person get such kaiches? And my mother said to me, Shmuel, you think when he said shmuzim for the last 50 years, he only talked to the bachrim? He talked to himself. Such a ben aliyah. He was a ben aliyah. My mother tells us what it was like by Corona. When my father was stuck in the house, she said his davening was not shayich. And he would tell us that what an opportunity it was that we weren't able to daven with the minyan, but he was able to say psukei dezimra, every word clearly. He wasn't rushed, and he utilized that opportunity. And ever since, Rav Mordechai Kokis Zatzal, what was mefarsim the inyan of askar Hashem Shemayim b'kavana askar Hashem Hashem, he was makbir gomer always to have kavana b'shem Hashem. Even in the hospital, he had a special sitter that next to every Shem Hashem had the kavana b'shem Hashem. He was a ben aliyah, always steiging, being mashpia on others and being mashpia on himself. In our house, as children, we're all so different. My father was able to be makir, the milas of each and any one of us, and where our weak spots were. And he took us, and he was meroyimim each one of us in our way. Every one of us felt so close to him, felt like we were a Ben Yochid, because he understood us. He was so connected, just like he was connected to his Talmidim. Yontif, Sukkot wasn't Pesach, Pesach wasn't Shavuos. Every Yontif was an avodah of getting the message of what that Yontif is. And before Pesach, well, those who knew my father was a very big intellectual. He didn't have a sprach with children, with young children, to say children type of divrei Torah. The kids would sit by the Shabbos table. A Shabbos table, my father was molei v'gadish, but was on such a high level. It was on such a high level. But when it came to Pesach Seder by night, my father turned into a primary Rebbe. With the Gantz Yitzias Mitzrayim, with everything that Avodas Hayoyim, and already a day or two before Pesach, he would talk to us, where's this Einikol going to sit, where's that child going to sit, how he's going to set up the table, so that it could be Mashpia on everybody to the utmost. Ezeu Isha Ksheira, Oyser Tzayim Baila. Not just the last year and a half. My father's entire life, my mother was mamish mevatel herself completely. My father has many talmidim, many chassidim, but by far, my mother is his biggest chassid. She gave up everything, zero eigenkeit, completely mussar to my father. Neira neirais to watch the whole life, whatever it was that my father needed, whatever she could slake sutra bat satayra, she gave him everything. She gave him everything that he had. In the name of my siblings, I just want to give a special yashikayach to Nechemia and his Rebbetzin. Then in the last kufa mamish leyoyim v'leilayla, they gave over everything to keep it out. They're the only ones that are here in Baltimore. They gave over everything, so that for my father's, it's not shayach. We don't know because they never talk. But from what we do know, unbelievable. I want to end with one ma'isa that I remember as a young child. My father was standing with another prominent member from the Anhala in front of the administration building. And I was standing off to the side as they had a conversation. And the other member of the Anahola was obviously trying to convince my father of something. And it didn't look to me like my father was being maskim. And after they finished, I was walking with my father. And I said to him, Tati, can I ask you, what was that about? And he said to me that this other member from the Anahola was trying to convince him that because he gives up so much of his Shabbos, because the Shmuz is his achrayas, he should ask yeshiva that he should get a higher salary. So I said to my father, why don't you? So he walked a little further, and then he said, it's too chashev. I don't want to take anything in this world. I want it all for the world to come. Daddy, you could go now. You could take it all. Take all those thousands and thousands of hours. All that about Zatayus, you come to Kisya, come with that Zayfil Schosim. You accomplished so much in your life. You have so many Talmidim, you have so many Ayavim. Mekadeshim Shemayim, Magan Saleb, Ibrasi Yitzartim, Afasisim, to be Marbe Kvay Shemayim. Your life, Mitchila Vatsayv, was one big mice of Abbot Zatayus of Kiddushim Shemayim. And when you go before the Kisya, come with that by the Ebishter, that he should give us the Kayach. To be mamshich your derech of Abbas HaTorah, all that you taught us, all that you taught us your entire life, that you were mashpia on us, that we should be able to take each one kifikai chaseinu, that which you gave us, that which you mashpia, until it will be kimayim al yam michasim, kimayim al yam michasim, umoch Hashem dimo, me'al koponim.